Legendary basketball coach John Wooden often urged his players to, quote, be quick, but don't hurry. Indeed, whether it's a last-second three-pointer, passing shot in tennis, or a tricky shift, there's something about rushing that tends to mess with the execution of motor skills. We get tight, fluidity and ease go out the window, timing and rhythm gets off, and we end up forcing things instead of letting them happen. For me, the franticness would begin as soon as I woke up on the morning of an audition. Instead of easing myself out of bed, I'd feel those little tiny butterflies starting to flutter in my stomach and hop out with more urgency. I'd brush my teeth, shower, eat breakfast, and get changed, all while moving a little faster than normal, feeling a bit on edge. Olympic diving coach Jeff Huber once spoke of the tendency for some divers to rush through parts of their competition day routine in exactly that way, hurrying from the hotel to the pool, rushing through warm-ups, and doing everything a little faster, quote, with tense muscles, stiff movements, and taut facial expressions. He cautioned that this rushed feeling can start bleeding into every aspect of the day and, most crucially, disrupt the dives themselves. And he was totally right. I'd rush out on stage, tune as fast as I could, and ultimately start playing before I was really ready, which would result in a sense of agitated breathlessness throughout the performance, not to mention missed shifts and less than awesome intonation. Of course, it's hard to slow down and put our mind and body at ease when we're revved up like this. So what does the research say? Is there something we can do to slow our engines down and avoid getting quite so worked up on the day of an audition? Most stores and restaurants have music playing in the background, which we often don't even really notice, but is intended to put us in a better mood and get us to hopefully buy more stuff. However, for years, nobody actually tested this idea. It was simply assumed. Then, Ronald Billman came along and did a study to see if music could actually affect the behavior of real shoppers at a grocery store. For 9 weeks, they systematically changed the background music in a medium-sized grocery store located in the southwestern U.S. On a third of the days, they played no music at all. On another third, they played slow music, defined as 72 beats per minute or slower. And on the other days, they played fast music, defined as 94 beats per minute or faster. Milliman was curious about two things. Would the music change how quickly or slowly shoppers walk through the store? And would this affect sales in some way? By measuring the time it took for customers to pass between designated points in the store, Milliman found that on no music days, customers would pass between the designated points in 119.86 seconds. On slow music days, it would take them about 128 seconds. So that's an additional 8 seconds. And on fast music days, they'd pass between these points in only about 109 seconds, which is 11 seconds faster. So that 8 to 11 second difference between slow or fast and no music days wasn't statistically significant. But the 19 second difference between slow music days and fast music days absolutely was, which in turn seemed to have a significant impact on sales. On the fast music days, when customers were zipping through the store, average sales were about $12,113. And on slow music days, when shoppers were moseying their way around and presumably took more time to notice other things they needed or wanted, average sales jumped to $16,740. So that's a 38% increase in sales just by changing the tempo of the music and influencing the pace of their movements. A few years later, Milliman tried this experiment in a restaurant setting. Since restaurants can serve more customers if diners finish their meals faster, he was curious to see how the tempo of background music might affect dining speed. Would they stay longer with slow background music and leave sooner with faster music? Indeed, they would. When slow music was playing, an average of 56 minutes would elapse from the time a party was seated to the time they left. When fast music was playing, that number dropped to 45 minutes. So it seems that background music can have a significant impact on the speed of our movements, largely out of conscious awareness. But can music affect our emotional state as well? More recently, a team of Taiwanese researchers did a study to see what sort of effect music would have on the anxiety of 161 patients who were about to undergo surgery. 30 minutes or so before surgery was set to begin, each patient was escorted into a waiting room, given a quick anxiety assessment, and hooked up to a heart rate monitor. 10 minutes into this wait, about half of the patients were given an MP3 player, headphones, and a selection of music to choose from. All the musical selections were light, folk, or pop in the 60 to 80 beats per minute range. The other half of the patients simply continued to sit and wait. After 10 minutes of listening, or sitting quietly, participants retook the anxiety assessment and had their heart rate checked once again. As you can probably guess, listening to music had a soothing effect on patients' anxiety. Their anxiety dropped from an average of 3.5 on the anxiety scale, where 0 equals calm and 10 equals very anxious, down to 2.8. And while the quiet rest group's heart rate stayed the same throughout the waiting period, the group that listened to music saw their heart rate actually slow down a little bit. The idea of using music to combat anxiety about an upcoming music performance seems a little ironic, but in much the same way that athletes use music to calm down or get pumped up, it seems that we may be able to slow our pace down or better regulate our internal engines by adding the right background music to our audition day. So on the day of an audition, make it a point to focus on moving through the day with ease, as if you have all the time in the world. Take a few minutes to wake up and ease out of bed. Take your time getting through your morning routine. Enjoy a leisurely breakfast. Take your time getting to the audition site. Walk slowly. Don't rush to get across the street just before the light changes. Get your instrument unpacked as if it were a meditative ritual. And don't allow anyone to rush you or make you hurry. And to help, put together a soundtrack for your morning. A playlist of music with a slower BPM that helps you naturally settle into a slower rhythm for the day. Until, of course, it's time to get revved up, excited, and switch to a soundtrack that helps you get ready to go on stage, totally energized and awesome, but not frantic and flustered.